Hi, and welcome to the Bravely You podcast, the podcast designed to empower you to unapologetically harness your uniqueness and to fully embody the essence of the courageous, multifaceted, confident woman. The woman who is in control of her own reality, who takes up all the space she undeniably deserves, and who is not afraid to rewrite her own story. I'm your host, Valentina Marzola, a multi-passionate, certified transformational empowerment coach, mindset mentor, model, speaker, health and wellness enthusiast, clean cooking fanatic, multilingual globetrotter, passionate nature lover, and a woman on a mission to help millions of women to find their courage, their connection, and their confidence to live a powerful and abundant life. Sounds like a lot? Well, I do not have to fit into simply one box. I want to inspire you to fully and wholeheartedly believe in the infinite potential that lies within you. Your power lies in your uniqueness, in all the complementary dimensions that make you who you are. This is your time to elevate, to upgrade, to step into your light, and to finally be bravely you. This is a safe space for you to tune in to fun, authentic, intuitively led conversations, a raw and honest diary of my journey, and science-backed facts and tools on all things female empowerment, positive psychology, mindset, confidence, healing, spirituality, manifestation, and so much more. I appreciate you, I see you, I'm with you, and I cannot thank you enough for being here with me. And with that being said, let's begin. Hello, my loves. My last episode has been recorded in October, and here I am back with you in March. Wow, what has happened between October and March, my loves? So much. This is why I wanted to make this episode a little life update and also link it to a nugget of wisdom alongside this whole situation. So let's jump right in. I first have made a little poll on my Instagram asking you all what you would like to hear first. And a lot of you have voted the life update. So here we go. In October, when I recorded my last episode, I was right about to move out of the apartment I was in. And if you've been following me on social media, you've probably seen where I was living before. A beautiful, beautiful Victorian age building, high ceilings in front of the sea. I had the most beautiful view every single day of the ocean, the sunset, the sunrises. It has been a magical place to be in, a truly, truly magical place to be in. And that place is where everything started for me. That place is where that place, those walls held space for me to be the version of me that I always wanted to be. And that's where I got up the courage to put myself out there as a coach and to set up my own business. So it all happened there. So I have a big, big, big connection to this place. And I'm just really, really grateful for it. Now, if you hear anything in the background, it's my doggy walking around the house. Great. So it has been an incredible, incredible place, but it was also time to move as we were not that satisfied with certain things in the house, and it was really time for us to move out. It was just the energy was calling for a change, a shift, whether it was in my life and also my partner's life. So it was time for us to move, and we knew another lockdown was coming up. And so right before the next lockdown, we were able to move into an actual house rather than an apartment in the middle of nature with a garden, which would have been so great as well for our dog. So we decided to take this decision and move just a couple, 15 minutes away from the other apartment. And that has been a big update. And as you know, if you've ever moved before, you know it comes with a lot of cleanup and getting things organized and getting rid of a lot of things, but also buying new things to fit the new apartment and the new lifestyle. So a lot of that has been going on, and I had the greatest, greatest pleasure that I've had a room here for myself that I call the VM headquarters, where all the magic happens, which is my new office space, which I didn't have before. And so a lot of upgrades, a lot of energetical upgrades in this new place, which I'm really, really grateful for. It wasn't easy to leave the other place behind, but we knew that it was this time for a big change. And so that's what we went for. And we were so lucky because right before another lockdown, we were able to be in nature, outside, have a garden, have loads of space for the dog to run around and be free. And it's exactly what we wanted for this phase or this part of our life. And so personally, you know, apart from the move, then came Christmas, my first ever Christmas away from my family, the first ever Christmas that I've spent without my family and not at home, which has been pretty crazy for me. However, even though it was different, it was so special and unique in the same way. And I just felt like so loved and so blessed and also grateful that we are playing a part in keeping this, playing a part in the collective needed to keep this pandemic at bay and hopefully getting to a point where it's not part of our reality anymore. And so just focusing on the health of my family and my loved ones and knowing that it is the right decision right now. And so it has been a very different Christmas, but still very, very special. And apart from that, personally, another move is coming up. So in a couple of months, I'm moving out again from this house over here. My partner has moved out right after Christmas. So that was a big change again, and a big change from a relationship perspective and also from living perspective, and a lot of organizational things that come with constant moving for work and constant shifting and constant moving things around and getting things sorted. So that was definitely on the personal level a lot of changes, I would say, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of things running differently, which I can 100% imagine is the same for all of us right now because of the current global situation. A lot of things are not permitted, we're not allowed to move freely as we would want to before, and things happen in life, right? And so navigating that plus the pandemic, which doesn't allow much freedom, hasn't been the easiest at times. And that's on a personal note, and a lot obviously going on with all of the changes, getting the dog adapted to a new place and getting everything sorted. But apart from this, business-wise, a lot has been going on. And I'll jump into that a little bit later, because I first want to give you this nugget of wisdom, because so much has been going on in my business. I've achieved dreams and goals I had since setting up this business. It's things I manifested since I've started working in the coaching industry and working for myself, and just reaching these goals financially and also from a purpose and a mission perspective has been incredible. But listen to this. So because things have expanded so beautifully in my business and really taken another level that I'm so happy and proud of, the podcast, which I'd launched in summer, had taken the back seat, because I always say my number one priority are my clients, and that's where I'm going to put all of my energy towards. And then the rest is I love to create content for my community, free content for my community to be supported and to feel inspired and motivated and empowered. And it was really hard for me in this time, with everything going on business-wise as well, and alongside the personal stuff, to sit down and get stuff recorded. And I had actually started this whole podcast telling myself that no, I'm not going to announce that you're going to get a podcast every week. This is just going to be a simple platform, another platform for me to be raw, vulnerable, authentic, and share my story, share the things I have to say. And I had really worked on healing my throat chakra to be able to get everything out there at my own pace. And so I'd never really focused on this has to be going out every single week. I didn't want it to be a kind of really structured and caged in kind of feeling. I wanted this to be a podcast whenever I travel, wherever I am, a platform for me to share and inspire others.
And so I never said I would have guests on board. I never said anything. I just said, this is the podcast of a woman on a mission who loves to share her journey, her stories, and wants to help others to have that hope, that inspiration, and that confidence to move forward. And so this is how I had started my whole podcast. However, as soon as things started to get to a point where it wasn't that easy to find time to create this kind of content versus Instagram content or stuff like that, what I realized happened, and this is where the nugget of wisdom comes in, is I realized my mind focused on the things I wasn't doing rather than all of the incredible things I was doing. And that is called also the negativity bias. So focusing on that negative aspect of things is almost automatic for us. And focusing on the good stuff is something we actually need to make a conscious effort every single day. And that's how our brain is wired. It's also a part of our primal brain to keep us safe and to keep us alive. But what I wanted to share is something that came up when I was journaling the other day, and I thought this is going to be very valuable for some of you who might be in a similar situation. So I was not putting episodes out, and therefore what my brain did on a subconscious level was feel disappointment, conscious and subconscious, because a lot of times I was really aware that, okay, it's not possible now to make an episode and record it and edit and put it out there. I'm going to focus on the Instagram content and being at the top energy to be there for my clients, my groups, my courses, and everything that has come up in this time. And still, my mind, consciously and subconsciously at times, focused on, ooh, well, you're not releasing episodes. You're not doing what you said you would be doing, what you were expecting to do. You are not putting things out there. Your podcast is not moving forward. You only have 5 episodes, right? So again, this voice was creeping up, and it was creeping up when it wanted to, not always. But a lot of times when I was reminded, oh, I need to record a podcast episode, I could feel not excitement, but almost heaviness, almost disappointment. Because what my brain focused on was all of the things that I didn't do rather than actually seeing all of the stuff I did do. So in this time where I wasn't able to record any podcast episode, or at least it wasn't my priority, because that's what really is the truth, it was my priority to record podcast episodes, I had expanded my business in a way I've always dreamed of. I had hit a financial goal I always wanted. I had created a course for people called Reclaim Your Power, which is still available, by the way, and I'm launching it again soon. Incredible course. I'd hired and made the biggest investment in a coach I've ever made, which was pretty scary, but so, so worth it and incredible. So I'd made that extra level investment that I've ever done, biggest investment I've ever done on myself and on my business with a coach. And I had certified as a breathwork and meditation teacher, something I've always wanted to become, and used these tools and brought these tools in with my clients. I'd become a support coach and then also a master coach for Get Lit and Becky Rabin and all her incredible courses, and have become part of a team with her to create the next program. And it has been an insane and beautiful experience. And I was therefore coaching my one-to-ones, which got me to be fully booked. I had my groups, I had my courses, I was holding space for 50 women at the same time. And I had expanded to a level that I could never have imagined years back to happen like this. Because I imagined it, I wanted it to happen, but I never thought, okay, it's all going to happen like this, all at the same time, all at once, bam. And the groups and the courses and the one-to-ones and being fully booked and being certified and moving up and up-leveling, and all of these things had happened. And then the ultimate of the ultimate is me really stepping in the next level version of me, connecting to my higher self and hiring a team. Biggest dream of all. Always been a dream of mine to hire a team. And even though when I dream of something, I know it's going to happen, I have complete certainty it will happen. When it actually happens, it's well, that's going to be a whole other story, but it's incredibly powerful and interesting, because you've already been visualizing it such a long time that you already know almost how it feels. So very exciting topic. And I can dig into that forward in another episode. But basically, all of this had happened. I mean, I'd hired a team and I'm so excited. My intern is starting tomorrow. I've onboarded an executive assistant. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm able to do this podcast episode, because I'm able to now delegate the work that usually would require me to get a podcast episode out there. And so just look at all of this, everything that has happened in these couple of months, and how much upgrading and up-leveling has happened. And still, my brain was focusing on, well, you haven't posted a lot of it on your podcast episodes. You haven't been present on the podcast episodes. You haven't shared stuff on there. And so again, this feeling of disappointment. And it's incredible, no matter how much you achieve, no matter how much you do, if you do not remind yourself and make the conscious effort of seeing the actual truth and reality of things, your mind can again get back and focus on scarcity and focus on lack. And the reason why I wanted to share this with you is because when you do reframe this, when you do reframe the way you're looking at a certain situation, you're able to learn and get so much from it. And so the phrase I wrote into my journal that I wanted to share with you all is actually, the meaning you give to an experience determines the quality of the lesson learned. So I'll repeat that once again. The meaning that we give to a specific situation or experience determines the quality of the lesson you have learned. And so if I would have, and I'll give you the example of my podcast again. If I give the podcast meaning that it's been a disappointment, that I would say quote unquote failed, because I do not believe in failure, but you know what I mean. Then obviously what is going to happen is it's going to have an impact on it's going to make me feel a certain way. And therefore it's going to have an impact on my actions. And my actions are going to be a direct reflection of my reality. They're going to be a set of actions are creating my reality, right? So it's giving you a very obvious example. I think of the podcast, I'm getting some work done, and I'm like, oh, I should do an episode. Bam, the voice comes in. Oh, you should have done one earlier. So many months have passed. Oh, you might as well give it up now. It's almost as if you didn't manage to, you know, go through this project correctly and whatever, like leave it. It doesn't make any sense. You've just, it's such a disappointment that you haven't managed to keep up with episodes and put episodes out there for your community. And there goes with this kind of voice, even at a subconscious level. I'm not saying that it's really obvious. You're just thinking of the podcast, you're thinking of a current situation, and then bam, this thought comes in. And you're not even really aware of it, but you then feel, how do you feel with this? I mean, disappointment, right? Disappointment, this feeling of kind of low energy. Oh, yes, I might as well not do it at this point. It's been such a long time. Who cares anyway now? It's too late. Or these kind of feelings are going to make you, it's going to lead you to not take any action. So what happened is, it wasn't a very conscious disappointment. I didn't wake up every day thinking, oh, my podcast disappointment. But every time I was thinking of like, hey, would be great to make another episode, that voice crept in. That negative side of things would creep in. Rather than seeing it as like, wow, like I came to a point in my business where creating podcast episodes cannot be done unless I have a team helping me because I'm so busy transforming lives. I mean, biggest dream ever in my life. And look at that. Just look at the two perspectives and then look at what my brain was focusing on, right? So again, if I would have and then kept on thinking this way, then I wouldn't have learned anything from this. What I would have potentially seen is just, disappointment. And what happens is you put it as a little baggage, you put it on the side as this in your little baggage of failures. Now, I always say failures, quote unquote, because I have trained myself not to believe in failures. But to make this example clear, and for the ones who still think they're failures or have failed at things, what happens is I could have easily taken this podcast situation and all the efforts I've made to set up this podcast and all the energy I put in these episodes and placed it in a little side folder in my mind as, oh, that's part of a couple of failures. There it goes. And therefore, again, what happened is I wouldn't learn anything from it, right? Not only would it stop me from making episodes, on top of that, it also would not teach me anything. It would be just like, failure. Just like put a stamp on it, failure. But when you give a certain situation another meaning, when you choose to give it another meaning, you can learn something from it. And so when I actually saw it as the actual ultimate truth that is, which is, okay, I haven't been consistent with podcast episodes because I've been busy transforming lives and it's going great. That gives me a whole other energy. That pushes me to come on here and share with all of you what is actually possible and what is doable. And it gives me the possibility to learn exactly this, that I can learn from experiences if I shift the meaning instead of just labeling them as failures, as negative things, and putting them in a drawer and shutting the drawer and not wanting to face it. The fact that I've opened up the drawer, looked at what was going on, taught me this valuable lesson that I'm sharing with you today, which is something I knew before, but I keep on learning and learning as I move through life. And that means really being able to reframe your thoughts, reframe experiences and situations. And I had read an article which was very interesting because you can really use the word reframe and imagine frames around pictures. Now, a couple, when I moved into this house, I bought a lot of Desenio posters. I don't know if you know Desenio, but it's a pretty cool website where you can choose different posters you like and frame them, and they make a great addition and give a nice flair and vibe to your house. And so I bought loads of these posters and to create my office space, and I'd bought as well different colored frames that I thought would fit. And when I opened the posters, it was like, interesting, beautiful poster. But yeah, as soon as I put the frame on it, the picture became so much more elegant, so much more interesting. It gave it a whole other kind of vibe. And so when I would have put a black frame, it made it all elegant and chic. When I would put maybe a more wooden frame, it would look more boho. So it was very interesting how, you know, probably if you've had a picture in your house before, that as soon as you remove the frame, it doesn't look the same. So framing a picture gives it a lot of its essence, a whole other type of depth to your image. And it's the same with your thoughts. When you're thinking something and let's say you're feeling certain emotions to it, the fact that you're able to reframe it is going to give you another perspective on it, okay? So really being able to reframe an experience is going to enable you to see it from another way, to feel different emotions, therefore trigger different actions, and therefore create a different reality for yourself. And so again, the experience is just an experience until you give it a frame, until you give it a meaning. And so you choose what meaning you want to give to a certain experience. Do you want to see this as a failure, or do you want to see it as a win? Do you want to learn something from it? Do you want to look at it and be like, I can learn from this. Actually, I've learned something from it, and I'm going to only allow this experience to trigger this kind of emotion in me. And even if it's a very, very hard experience, there's always a way to learn something from it. It doesn't mean we always have to reframe an experience and make it super positive and everything is roses and rainbows. No, we're not bypassing emotions. We're not pushing things away. But again, what can you learn from it? What frame are you choosing to put around your experience? So I'm going to leave that with you and ask you, what frame do you want to put around your experience? And remember that the meaning you give to your situation and experience is going to determine the quality of the lesson you've learned. So I want to thank you all in advance for tuning in, and thank you to all of the people who've been supporting me right from the beginning. I really appreciate every single one of you. And I just wanted to say, if you do enjoy, please let me know in a DM or write a review or just take a picture of the episode you enjoy, share it on your stories, and let me know you're listening and tuning in. This way I can thank you personally and also see who is listening to my podcast rather than just seeing this number on my screen of the people tuning in. And if you've heard much more background noise on this episode and you could hear my dog walking in the background and me moving around, it's because this time I recorded this episode and the next couple episodes are recorded on my phone. I've been having quite some technical issues to record these episodes in the past months. First, it was the mic, and I had a long call with a sound engineer to get everything sorted until we found out it was the mic. Now I got the mic, and GarageBand has been acting up, and I really didn't want to have anything getting in the way of me recording this podcast. So bear with me, as the sound quality is definitely not the same. And if you hear me walking around, that's the way I get into my flow, is walking around. I'll definitely also walk around once I get everything fixed and a longer cable for my mic. So bear with me on that sound quality, but thank you so much for tuning in, sending all of you so much love, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bravely You. I'm so grateful to be able to share this space with you, and I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you got enough tools, inspiration, and motivation. So now, get out there, keep your head held high, and be the bravest and most unique version of yourself. If you loved today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd be able to leave me a review and rate my podcast and hopefully share this with your friends and family or anyone who might benefit from hearing this. This way, I can create even more goodness and reach out to many more women who need inspiration and empowerment to be bravely themselves. And if you can't get enough of the inspiration, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Valentina_Marzola and reach out to me to share your experience and your thoughts on today's episode. To know more about how I can best support you and work with me as a coach, check out my website valentinamarzola.com or simply send me a message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.